Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
After 50 years, Charlie Scott is finally getting his just due. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. This basketball season marks the 50th anniversary of Scott's enrollment at UNC as the first black scholarship athlete. Recruited by Dean Smith out of Harlem and Laurinburg Institute, Scott broke one of the most significant color barriers in the history of this state and went on to make three-time All-ACC, two-time All-American, and win an Olympic gold medal in the 1968 Summer Games in Mexico City. In my opinion, the university has not done enough to recognize the courageous path Scott has blazed for not only other black athletes in Chapel Hill, but also for thousands of minority students who have since attended and graduated from Carolina. When Scott arrived at UNC in the summer of 1966, he was one of 54 African Americans in a student body of 13,000. And both the university and town were not especially welcoming to Scott, who had a great career playing for the Tar Heels, but not a great experience as a student. UNC is now doing something to honor Scott, who will be among those having an academic scholarship named after him in the Carolina First campaign. He was also in the first class of UNC Trailblazers recognized several years ago. And now there is a special display at Wilson Library citing Charles Scott and the integration of varsity sports at UNC. The two glass cases are worth viewing. Among the pictures and artifacts is a significant quote from Henry Faust, class of 1979, who said, "Back in the late 60s, a player came to Carolina named Charlie Scott, and I watched. I loved basketball, and I remember having this thought in my head. Hey, Charlie Scott's black, and he's going to Carolina. Maybe I can go to Carolina, too." Over the decades, UNC has regularly been voted one of the most popular colleges for all minority students to attend. In my book Game Changers, Scott's struggle for acceptance and his sensational exploits on the basketball court are chronicled. In this day and time, as racism seems to be rearing its head again in America, Scott's story not only deserves to be honored, but studied very closely as not to be repeated a half century later. This is Art Chansky. See ya.